We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Got a whole lot of texts here. Here's some of them. Raise the age for political office to at least 30. Yeah. You know that the Democrats want to lower the voting age to 16. They also want to get rid of the Electoral College. They're trying to reshape the country in the form of the Democratic Party, basically. Here is another one. Oh, my God, Sandy. Can Biden have OAC as a VP? I hope that there's an age restriction, or God help us.
No, they're talking Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, I know they are. And that's what I founded this on. Somebody said, well, if he has Stacey Abrams, now you're talking. It's not just another old white man. And I'm so sick of that term, or white privilege. The hell with you. Go and earn your own. Go and earn your own. And you tell me what you've contributed to society that suddenly makes you the great orator.
What makes her so desirable that he would want her as a running mate? What has she done? She lost an election.
Yep.
Is this pandering?
And is it just because she's a woman? Are we doing that now? Are we saying, well, we've got to have one of these and two of these and three of these? And have we gotten to that? Has merit actually left the building? Somebody actually earning a spot, doing a good job at a lesser office, moving up? Is that gone forever?
That's a foreign concept to the left.
Here's one. Hit the unruly students in the wallet. Get rid of their federal grants when they're arrested for violence at a free speech event. It's not a bad idea. Okay, I think the president had to do what he did. I'm sad that he had to do it, but he had to do it. He had to guarantee free speech. Do you believe this? All these years with the First Amendment, and suddenly we got to go in and have an executive order saying, if you don't allow free speech on your campus, you're liable to lose a lot of federal money. And he described it as billions and billions. Here's a simple text that answers it all. If you don't like the speaker, don't go to the speech. Pretty easy. Doesn't take a genius to figure that one out. Does it hurt when you do this? Don't do that. It's the same thing. You can learn occasionally from old white men. You know, they have things like that.
How do you do that again?
You do this and it hurts. You don't do it anymore. You just give it up. You do something that doesn't hurt. How about that? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Also, the student who addressed the school board saying that there should have been, let's see, I have it right here, there should have been a moment of silence for the 50 people who died in the New Zealand mosque attacks. And the superintendent, Kreiner Cash, told her, I'm going to see what I can do to tie that part together so the wound doesn't stay open. And so I'm saying, she said that there was no moment of silence or anything like that. I'm saying there should be some standard as to when they would use a moment of silence. And then Tony brought up the fact that there weren't many people standing up for a moment of silence after 9/11. And so it seems like if we have a standard, that's fine. It should not have to be an event by event, and it definitely can't be a numbers situation where 30 people get no recognition, but 31, you get the moment of silence. We can't have that. That is unsavory to me. I have no problem with a moment of silence. Be nice if it was issued by everybody. So that's basically what we're talking about. We're in a crazy situation now with politics. And think about it. We got almost two more years of this stuff before the next election is settled. And it seems like we're off the rails already. But we got one guy jumping up on tables. He's the flavor of the month, and just because he's jumping up on tables, they cover him. Should be pretty easy to do, don't you think? I think anybody go to the athletic department and borrow a track and field guy and have them jump up on the table, and we'll make them president.
John Mariacher's son does a great job of doing a standing jump, but then again, he's an all-star track athlete.
Well, I think it should be Mariacher for president.
I'm all for it.
If he can jump up on a table, who did I see do that? Showing what they can do, jumping straight up onto a table.
Josh Allen can leap Minnesota linebackers.
I think there's your whole, there's the beginning of a whole new government there. As long as they can jump up on a table, what the hell?
Actually, no, we need him at quarterback.
But we need somebody that can jump up on a table who's had a DWI. I think there's not many of those. Beto, I guess, is it. So maybe we ought to print up the signs, put them on the lawn, make them president.
I mean, hey, he can hop on defenses. Josh Allen can hop Minnesota defenders. And remember, The Bachelor can hop fences. So.
Oh, we got to use that. Because The Bachelor is probably not an old white guy. He probably hasn't had white privilege, although he has had white privilege. He has a choice of all those women.
Yes.
That's the real ultimate white privilege. You can have, how many women do they start with?
This year, 30 or 24. 24, sorry, 24.
This white guy, is The Bachelor a white guy?
It was this year, yes.
This year.
It's not
this,
always.
This white guy, this bachelor, has white privilege. He can go into a room and choose from 30 women. I'd like that privilege myself, but 30 is too many. 28 be fine.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, you don't want to go overboard on this.
You don't want to be piggy.
Absolutely. Let's take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Nick on a cell phone. Nick, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. I don't know if you remember, but back in either the 60s or 70s, there was a movie about lowering the voting age to teenagers.
No, I don't recall that movie. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, I can't remember the name of it. It might have been something like Wild in the Streets or something like that, but they wound up electing all of these young kids to run the country, and it was a total disaster.
Well, yeah, the Democrats want to lower the voting age to 16. They want to glut the country with as many people as they can that can vote so they can vote for them. I've not heard of that movie. I'll look it up and see if Netflix or somebody has it. Thank you. Thanks for the suggestion. Here's some of the things the Democrats want to do. Nancy Pelosi wants to, and she, keep in mind, when I say Nancy Pelosi, we have different images that pop up in our minds, right? Speaker of the House. She is right after the president. You have the vice president. Then you have the Speaker of the House. She's second in line to the presidency. So she has weight. The Speaker is a very powerful platform. She wants to lower the voting age to 16. Now, keep this in mind. They keep raising the age on smoking. They raise the age on other things all the time, but they want to lower it on this. Does that make much sense to you? No, it doesn't make much sense to me, except you realize why they want to do it. The same reason they want to abolish the Electoral College. If the Electoral College is abolished, every president in the future of our country will be from New York, California, and maybe the top four states will dictate that if it's popular vote. And that's it. The rest can sit and watch because you'll have no say at all. But they're all designed to do one thing, to kind of mold the country's laws and how we run the country around the Democratic Party, because they want no opposition. They don't want a Republican or an independent opposition. They just want it to themselves. So they want to change the whole world with no real concentrated effort to make it something that's reasonable and rational. If you think that AOC document is possible, it's fantasy. It's a joke.
Why are so many Republican politicians silent with all this stuff coming out? I mean, you know, it just seems like very few people, more non-politicians going after the Nancy Pelosi's and AOC's of this world, but the Republican politicians are silent.
Think about the last time we got excited with a Republican politician. That was Lindsey Graham during Judge Kavanaugh's hearings, when he just let it fly And we stood up and cheered. You know why? Because what he said was worth standing up and cheering for, and because nobody else was doing it. That's the whole point. The Republicans, can I say they have no balls? Am I allowed to say that on the radio? They have no balls. Plain and simple. They are not in, they don't fancy a fight. They want to sit back and let the world go by. And meanwhile, it's being snatched right from under them. It's being taken away. And I think the voters, like you and me and Beamer, we're ready to fight. And it's about time the people that we've put in office are ready to do it too. Because we're not going to see it taken away lightly. It's not going to be an easy fight. We've got to get ready for it.
You see a lot of conservatives that are fighting for this country, and they are fighting for what they believe in. And what the left needs to understand is that we are sick and tired of their hypocrisy.
Yeah, we're not second-class citizens. I'll never forget when Frank Sinatra was called before a, I think it was a Senate committee, and they were trying to manhandle him. I was just a kid at the time, but boy, it left an impression with me. He said, Senator, may I remind you that I'm not a second-class citizen. We don't have second-class citizens here. We have citizens, period.
Well, the politicians in D.C. view us as second-class
because
they're in their own elite,
their own
atmosphere.
Air. They have their own health care. They have their own subway system. They have their own everything.
They handle sexual allegations, or they settle sexual allegations with taxpayer money.
And when's the last time you heard somebody, I'll just pick one out, like Brian Higgins, now he's a Democrat, of course, but Brian Higgins stand up for something nationally that's something that is very controversial. He doesn't. He doesn't. Just comes on, same old pap, tear down the skyway and go home.
Because Nancy Pelosi will give him a backhand.
That's exactly it. Remember, those who were saying, well, we'll take care of her when we're in session. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Really?
Just to follow up on the caller saying the movie, Jerry called in and gave us the title. It's called Wild in the Streets. It's about a candidate who wants to change the voting age from 21 to 18. It came out in 68, but instead changes it from 21 to 15, and people go wild in the streets.
The streets. Oh, that's great. Yeah, okay.
And,
you know, we've had these kind of movies. Have you ever gone on YouTube and see the dumb, and television too, there was a whole show that did this, show the dumb things that kids do to make a video so it can go viral. One of the things, let me give you an advice. If you're a skateboarder and you're going to put your board up on a railing, here's what's going to happen to you. The board will fall off, and then your railing will be introduced to your testicles. Mr. Testicle, this is Mr. Railing.
You'll be speaking in a higher octave.
And then suddenly you'll be able to audition for the high parts in the opera near you, okay? Meanwhile, your friend, who looks bewildered, will try and help you, being totally incapable of doing it. That's how teenagers are. Now, you want that person to go to work as mayor of your city or councilman or selectman or whatever you have.
The same group that needs pictures and the cash register at McDonald's because they can't figure out an
order.
The
same ones who get grocery carts, put them on the roof of the garage during the winter and run down the side into the snow. This is what they want to be able to vote. And keep in mind, the guy who just had his testicles introduced to the railing would have the same vote as the wisest man in your community or the wisest woman in your community. He gets to cancel out their vote when it's election time. So I want you to think about that. Put it in perspective of what you're asking for. And we told you the electoral, you know why they want the Electoral College abolished. And this is the stuff they're trying to ram through. All this, keep in mind, and they have the House, but they don't have the Senate, they don't have the White House, and they don't have the majority in the Supreme Court.
Wait, isn't that another thing they want to do is add
they
on
want
the
to pack
Supreme
the
court?
Court. Yeah, they want to pack the court. You know, there's nine now. Let's make it 132, whatever. They're trying to do all these things to basically change the entire country, and we're not going to let them do it, plain and simple. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Holy cow, Sandy, trying to get me fired up on a Friday or what?
Well, I think we all should get fired up, but what's going on, Terry?
I tell you what, I mean, I agree with you. It's pretty sad that the president would have to even, do that executive order for free speech on college campuses. But something Tony said earlier kind of stuck with me about, you know, how these people, they go after every conservative they can find. I disagree with that a little bit. They primarily seem to attack really old conservatives, really young conservatives, or conservatives that look like they can't defend themselves or, you know, rip their way out of a wet paper bag. You don't ever see these kinds of people running up in the VFW or something like that, trying to spread all that garbage and nonsense, or talking to somebody, I don't know, maybe a 30-something-year-old combat veteran. Imagine somebody like me calling up, or somebody like Bella Villa coming into work, describing how he got accosted at the coffee shop, or bullied when I'm walking down the street because I wear patriotic, you know, attire every now and again. I mean, it's not going to happen. They look for the weakest links they can find because they're cowards and bullies and sissies. I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm not no doomsday prepper or nothing like that, or you know, even on no kind of level like that. But I tell you what, they're barking up the wrong tree and they're looking for a fight that they're not going
to
want.
Do you ever see that guy? The video has been all over the place. That walked up to another guy who was promoting our point of view, basically a conservative point of view, and just cold cocked him right in the face. He just a fist right to the face. He's going to do that to the wrong guy, and he's never going to do it again after that.
Try it at Sturgis, at Buffalo Chip.
Yeah, go up to Buffalo Chip Campground, see how that works out.
That's what I'm telling you. These people that, you know, they want to start fights with the weakest people they can find. They're cowards. They're bullies. That's the way they want to, you know, run their lives, and that's fine. But sooner or later, people are going to start pushing back. And my advice, same buddy, I know everybody's not out there willing to be a fighter. I know there's laws, and you can end up in jail and things like that. But defend yourself. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't let these people push you around, because I damn sure ain't gonna.
Well said. Thank you, Terry from Texas. We'll be back with more Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, this from Fox News. Trump talking about Mueller and the probe said this should never happen to another president. Most wouldn't be able to take it. I agree with him. I think Trump is a street fighter, and he's been through a lot more than most presidents get internally. Some presidents, obviously, presidents during world wars, things like that, a little different ballgame. But just taking it from the press because they think it's the right sporty thing to do, I think most presidents wouldn't be able to do it. And I don't know about you, but I found that there's a lot of things I've learned since this president has taken office. And one thing that I learned is that there's no respect for the office anymore, period. Because you would assume that certainly no matter who is there, there are some people that don't like that person who is president. They don't like what they do. They don't like what they don't do. But the bottom line is there's at least some respect for the office, but that's missing right now.
I think the biggest eye-opener was the part that the media plays in all of this and how obvious they are, pro-Democrat, anti-Republican, or anti-Donald Trump in this case.
Here's a text that I have. It says, white privilege sounds awesome. I wish it were real. Yeah, do you? Okay, we're all white, the three of us. We're not apologizing for it. Do you feel any white privilege?
No.
That's one vote again. That's one vote for no. Mr. Beamer, what kind of white privilege do you have?
You know, I mean, doesn't everyone have someone come pick them up and make their lunch for them when they get home? And
sure.
I don't see it. You know, I'm going to get my BMW out of the garage after the show.
I hate it when you don't bring it to work.
You know, just sometimes I'm scared if I leave the keys here, Tony's going to take it for a test ride. You know? No, I don't feel any at all. I feel that I've worked just as hard as the two other people in this room. and anyone else. I think we are a country that if you put the work in, you will get the results. But if you just sit back and moan and complain about everything, you know what? You're going to be at the bottom.
First of all, I feel no white privilege at all. You know why? Because like when I go and get a car, strangely enough, in the mailbox a few days later is a payment book.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I've earned it. I pay for it. I don't owe anybody any money, and that's all there is to it. I didn't get anything because of white privilege. And I think there's one word that covers it all and can cure it all. You either have it or you don't, and that word is pride. Okay, pride. I go back to my mother and father. We didn't have much as a family. We had some, but we didn't have a lot. When I left the house, with $50 in cash that my mother had saved and some pots and pans, and I was on my way to my $44 a week job in Virginia, okay? But I have pride. I didn't want to disappoint my parents. I didn't want to disappoint those who have believed in me, and I worked hard. So I have no complaints at all. But I don't feel like I was given any special privilege because I'm white. I will say this, that if I were not white and I got turned down for a job or didn't get a promotion or something simply because I wasn't white, I would be very angry. So I haven't experienced that, and I haven't seen it myself with my own eyes. But I can understand the anger there. But that's long gone. The laws to protect equal employment, equal pay, things like that, the OSHA rules. There's all kinds of things for the workplace, all kinds of opportunities for educational assistance. Now our governor here is so hell-bent to leather to bend over backwards to give away the treasury that anything you want, basically, Albany will give you.
I think there are still scumbag racists out there. There are no question about it. There are people that are turned down because of the color of their skin, or they're denied housing because of the color of their skin. But I think that number has probably dwindled down so much. And remember, racism is not something you're born with. It's something you're taught.
Yeah, and you got to stop playing the card. Not everybody's a racist. The deal with Barack Obama was, for 8 years, if you didn't like his water bill, you were racist. If you didn't like this, you were racist.
Well,
no matter
what.
It's
the most overused card, no question.
So it's worn its importance out. It should be a very powerful symbol of something we have to fight with our every breath, but it's worn itself out. It just doesn't mean what it used to mean. Way overused. And because it's overused, it does not have the authority it once had. So the word pride covers it all. If you got it, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have it, you should get it. Believe me, it's a very helpful. The pride gets you up out of bed on a wintry morning to go to your job. That's pride, okay? Pride is cashing your check and not having much left until the next check you get. But you're working hard, and you're trying to make it better. That's all about pride.
How about instead of following somebody like Snoop Dogg, you follow somebody like Dr. Ben Carson?
Yeah. I think a lot of the problems, too, regarding who has what and who doesn't have what, if your leading motivator is to be cool, you're probably going to have a pretty tough row to hoe. If it's responsibility to take care of your family, take care of yourself, get a good job, move forward, then you're going to be okay because there's enough people who want to help. They'll put out the outstretched hand to help you. But if your whole reason to be here is to be cool, then you got a long road ahead. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Meanwhile, here's a text. It says, Sandy, I just went to Rockwell Hall for an event, and I noticed, then searched for the Stars and Stripes in the foyer, the auditorium, even an open classroom. You could not find an American flag. This is Buffalo, New York, USA, funded school. This concerns me. How about that? And the other one, which I read earlier, I love that, though. Well, a white privilege sounds awesome. I wish it were real. All right, what do you have, Mr. Beamer? Mr. Joseph Beamer, we have a lot of Facebook. What do you got?
Oh, yes, let's start with Tom, who says, if the I'm sorry. I started one. I said the other. We're going with
what's
Tom.
What's wrong with Tom? Has he been drinking?
No.
What's
I think
going
it's,
on here?
I think it's what's wrong with Joe Beamer. You know, it's Friday.
I know why you did that. Here's why you did that. You're so excited about the the basketball games going on and all the things today. Today's a super day for you that you're thinking of that while trying to read that.
Yeah, and I said one name but was reading the other. It made no sense in my head. But we will start with Tom, who said...
That's a tough name to start with, Tom.
If old white men are so bad, why have they been running the Democrat Party for the last 100 years?
That's a good point. That's a good point. And remember, some of those old white Democrats were wearing sheets. Huh? You like that one?
Robert Byrd.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, I got one dunked. In there. It was a little bit below the belt, but it was worth it.
Oh, you dunked up your elbow on
thank
that.
Thank you. What else you got?
Joseph says, and yet look at who's leading their polls. 2016, it was an old white... with quotation marks, woman, Hillary Clinton, and in 2018, it's Biden and Bernie. Yeah, those old white men are really bad.
Exactly. And that's what I didn't like about this quote. For some reason, it just bothered me. It says, naming Abrams as his running mate would show voters that Biden isn't just another old white guy in a pool of Democrats historically diverse in age, race, and gender. I mean, give me a break, would you please? So that's going to give him the stamp of approval because he has a woman, if he does, if it's even him, we don't know. But the stamp of approval is because it's a woman. You could have the most perfect human being ever created in the world outside of him and put him next to Biden, and I guess that's the perfect ticket. It doesn't matter if it's got to be a woman. It has to be a woman, yes.
Steve says, if you're a minority and you don't vote for the Democrats, you're a fool to them and you're just as bad as, quote, the old white man. So give me a break, Democrats. It's you're a fool if you don't vote for us.
Yeah, and as they said, Biden and Sanders are their leading candidates. And unless they run them through a car wash or something, they are exactly what they're describing. I wonder if you run through a car wash, if the color goes away. If you use the brushes and the Carnauba wax, maybe. What do you think? Tony's shaking his head like, has he lost his mind?
You can make me off.
What is going on here? Do not get me angry. What else do we have?
Jim says, so much for diversity. It's funny how they can make blanket statements.
You know, it's funny about diversity. I have no problem with diversity at all. But I don't think artificial placement makes diversity worth what you're trying to accomplish. In other words, artificially placing people with different upbringings, different colors, different political points of view and whatever, just placing them in close contact with each other doesn't mean much. I think it has to be a natural evolution. It has to be, hey, my neighbor is, he's a different color. My neighbor, she's belongs to a different party. We went bowling together, went to the movies, whatever. They came over the house, we mowed the lawn, whatever. That's how you blend. You don't blend by, okay, put one of these over here and one of those over there, and what percentage are we supposed to have of the Native Americans? Make sure they're in there. I mean, that's artificial. It's not real. It's not real, and you don't do it like that. It doesn't work that way.
And I think it's also kind of degrading, isn't it?
That it's very degrading.
That you have to artificially. Hey, it's 2019. It doesn't matter who you are, the color of your skin, or your gender. If you work hard at what you want, you'll get it. If you sit back and find every excuse in the book not to succeed, guess what? You're not going to succeed, and it's your fault.
And the Democrats are the party of excuses. They're still pulling not only the race card, they're pulling the slave card. They will never get away from that. You gotta break away from that and get into today. Get into today and say, pick the best person. I don't care what gender they are. I don't care what bathroom they use. I just want the best person in that job.
Just remember, everything that they say and do is for votes. How can I pander to one group of people so that I could get their vote? That's what it all, because the Democrats cannot vote on the record and they can't vote on ideas.
And you're being used. If all of a sudden you think somebody, oh, I must be special. they're pampering me. Yeah, you're special because you fit a certain demo, or either a demographic or a psychographic that they're going after. That's why you're special. And once you've cast that vote, you're not special anymore.
Why do you think they're going after Candace Owens? Because she's speaking out against this stuff.
Yeah, that's what we got. Okay, you have another one.
Well, first, I would like to address something on the text line. I didn't say anything about Snoop Dogg, and hey, I'm not gonna bash Snoop Dogg, Texter.
Oh, I will. Okay. I'll bash him. He's a piece of garbage.
Okay. Hey, we have a difference of opinion.
He's free to say everything he wants against Donald Trump because he doesn't like him, but I can't criticize Snoop Dogg. You can't put Snoop Dogg in the same category as Dr. Ben Carson, who is a superhero in my mind.
Now, see, this is why the president didn't need to have an executive order for diversity. We have it in our own studio, and there's only three of us. So the odds of being different is kind of remote. But the bottom line is, yes, we have a diverse opinion, and we're free to express it. Nobody tries to shut anybody up.
And, you know, Snoop Dogg, a great example of a guy that worked hard at what he wanted, and now look, he's Snoop D-O-double-G.
Oh, thank you. That was part of spelling class.
Did I mention I'm going to see Ariana Grande tonight?
You're very excited.
It's a packed day. I've got UB at 4, Ariana at 7:30, and Virginia Tech at 10.
Who's Virginia Tech? Are you dating her now?
Yes, yes.
Virginia Tech. She's a lovely lady. She really is. Seriously, you're going to see Ariana Grande with the other 12-year-old girls, are you?
Well, I'm going with my girlfriend who's not 12.
She's not 12.
She's my age.
We're very happy about that, by the way. Couldn't be happier.
Yes.
Now, seriously, most of her audience would be young girls, right?
Yeah, you know, the good thing is there won't be a line at the beer stand.
Well, that's true.
You know, I always look at the positive,
and the men's
Sandy.
Room will be easy in, easy out, because right. They're all women there.
Yeah, but there will be a line at the juice box stand.
That's exactly right. And she can't do a lot of encores because, well, you got to get home for bedtime check, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm happy about is I don't think she keeps her shows much over 10, so I just need that thing to end and roll right into 716.
Wow, that's so it sounds like this is the most exciting social day you've had in a long time.
Since football season, yeah. I am psyched, Sandy.
How about you, Tony? You got any super night plan like Mr. Beamer does?
No, I was thinking about going up to bowling and with the other coaches and see what's up, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it lately.
I was hoping a good game of shuffleboard would come my way, and then we could have cookies.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'll be in bed by 10. But I am excited because tomorrow I'm getting together with probably one of my first friends.
You actually have a friend?
When I was 3 years old, living on the west side of Buffalo in Malta Alley, the Zarillos lived across the street from us, and my dad and his dad were really close. And I haven't seen Joe since I think we were 13.
You don't remember three, do you?
Little bits and pieces.
I remember five. That's about it. Five plus. Not three.
I have a good memory.
Very good memory, apparently. Okay, that about wraps it up for Beach & Company. I hope you all have a great weekend. Go UB. Rooting for the men and the women at the University of Buffalo. Hope they win.
Go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Go Bulls. Yes. Okay.
H-O-K-I-E-S. Hokies.
Hokies. Let's root for them, too. See you Monday at 9 on News Radio 930 WBN.
We never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.